Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
The lines are open. Remember to call in. Do you know the number? If not, it's 011-854-1548. Don't forget to ask for permission. Start dialing now. We're waiting to hear from you.
I dream of traveling to Makkah Mukarramah, birthplace of Muhammad Rasulullah, visit the home of Bibi Amina, the mother of mercy to mankind, to travel in the footsteps of Rasulullah, to play in the streets which he played, to feel the feelings which he felt, and fill my heart with his love. As-salatu wa-salam alayka, ya Habibi, ya Muhammad. As-salatu wa-salam alayka, salamun salam. As-salatu wa-salam alayka, ya Habibi, ya Muhammad. As-salatu wa-salam alayka, salamun salam. I dream of making Safa and Marwa, following the
Sunnah, Phoebe Hajra. Jumma Mubarak, my butterflies. I hope you're all having a wonderful Friday filled with barakah and love. I hope, inshallah, you're fasting and may all your ibadah be accepted. Are you getting ready for the month of Ramadan? I hope so, inshallah. This will be just a start of the most beautiful month that's to come. The most beautiful month, filled with so much blessings, so many ways to earn the happiness of Allah, and so many ways to earn a reward from Allah, isn't it? Whether we're fasting, reading Quran, making dhikr, everything we do from now and in Ramadan, you'll be accepted with and given even more reward for. So butterflies, prepare yourself, get ready, not just with mummy in the kitchen by making the delicious savories and all the yummy food for Ramadan, but especially prepare your heart and your soul. Now, what is a heart? I've been thinking about it all the time. Our hearts are made by Allah, isn't it? Every single one of us has one. Do you know how to draw a heart? Get a piece of paper and draw one. How does your heart look? Is it plump and red or thin and beautiful? A heart is just a piece of flesh with a pulse. It has lots of chambers, isn't it? Or is it just more than that? We know a heart is a beautiful thing, a changing thing. Sometimes it can be a deceiving bad thing, and sometimes it can be a guide for us, a really good thing. A heart is the home of your soul. It's lit by the nur of iman. If our soul has iman, our heart will be bright. But if our soul has no iman and no belief in Allah, then our hearts will be dark and empty. But butterflies, why are our hearts so important? And why is there so much mention of it? Do you know? Did you know it's your heart that can save you? The heart which favors you in the sight of Allah. The heart is, after Adam alayhi salam was created, he laid in the heavens a little while before Allah entered him his ruh, his soul. Now the angels were taken back by this because Allah made every part of him. They asked Allah about his eyes, his nose, why he had a mouth. They asked from top to bottom. But did you know, butterflies, when they saw a hollow cavity within his chest, they asked, "Oh Allah, what's this going to be?" And Allah replied, "This is where I will live. Can you imagine, butterflies? The home in the heart is where Allah is, alhamdulillah. That's why we were given a heart. It's a home for our soul. Now, just like the rest of our bodies, each and every one of us were created perfectly. Now, to make Allah happy and to know why Allah created our heart, we have to do everything we can to look after it, use it correctly, feed it, and nurture it. Now you must be asking, how do we feed our hearts? Do we feed our hearts by eating and drinking? Butterflies, the way to feed our heart is by constantly reminding it of Allah, by making dhikr, reading Quran, reading Salah, and silent conversations between us and Allah. When we talk to Allah with our hearts, we think of Him all the time. We clean our hearts and we ask Allah to purify our hearts. Then inshallah, our hearts will be the most beautiful thing ever. It's not how you look on the outside that's important, but how your heart looks on the inside. So butterflies, did you know? Allah says in the Quran, the only one who will be saved is the one who comes forth before Allah with a heart devoted to Him. Let's make a special dua today that Allah Ta'ala guides our hearts, all of us, the big little butterflies and the small ones too. And that Allah guides our hearts to be closer to Him and love Him only. Do everything we can to have a devoted good heart. And for that, Allah will reward us with Jannah. Now let's go for a break, and when we come back, we'll take some calls.
The lines are open. Remember to call in. Do you know the number? If not, it is 011-854-1548. Don't forget to ask for permission. Start dialing now. We're waiting to hear from you.
Rabbi ighfirli, oh Allah, forgive me. Rabbi ighfirli,
Rabbi ighfirli. Butterflies, let's take some calls. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who am I speaking to?
Take a guess.
I'm not quite sure. Can you tell me?
I can give you a clue. A special caller.
A special caller. Oh my. I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to tell you. Do you know why? Because if I do, then all the little butterflies are going to ask me why they're not special. But I do know which one it is. The lovely little boy that's always so caring about me and my family. Am I right? I'm not going to tell you who it is. But since I already know who's speaking and I already know how much I adore you, why don't you go ahead and give us your message for today?
For my daddy, my dada, my ummi, my abba, and for my whole family and for your whole family and for the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And Juma Mubarak to you too. What nasheed is your favorite?
Can you play the Rabbi Ighfirli, Allah forgive me?
Okay, and it's playing at the moment in the background. So do you want to listen to it while it's playing and while we take some more callers?
No, you can put it after everyone, the whole one.
Okay.
How's your two Baba Keys?
My two Baba Keys are so good, alhamdulillah. You must come to the studio and visit them, okay?
Inshallah.
Alright, Jazakallah for calling, my angel.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And who am I speaking to?
Masood.
Masood, where are you calling from?
Masood Ghori.
Masood, where are you calling from, my angel?
Stanger.
From Stanger, and how old are you?
7.
MashaAllah. Tell me, Masood, who's your message for today?
My nanny, my nana, my uncle, and my dada, my daddy, my uncle. Especially my uncle is Isaac.
And what Nasheed is your favorite?
He's getting married tomorrow.
Oh, he's getting married tomorrow. May Allah Ta'ala keep him and all the married couples happy forever and ever. Ameen.
Yes.
And tell me, what Nasheed can we play for you?
A wedding nazam.
All right, we're going to ask our engineer brother Ismail to choose something, okay? All right, Jazakallah for calling.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam. Let's take another caller. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
And who am I speaking to?
Rumaisa.
Rumaisa, where are you calling from?
I stay in Fitas, but I'm at my nanny in Wilbersham.
Oh, mashallah. So you came even closer to us. You must come and visit us, okay?
Okay.
Inshallah. Who's your message for today?
My mommy, my daddy, my sister, my colors, my daddy, my dada, my nanny, and for the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for you.
Jummah Mubarak to you too. And tell me, are you fasting today?
See?
Are you fasting?
No.
No, inshallah. How many are you going to keep this year, Ramadan?
For my cousin, Talha, and my boy.
Okay, but are you going to fast this year, Ramadan?
Yeah, I want to.
Inshallah, you must try and keep as many as you can. Then you're going to call in and tell me how many you kept, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Would you change your life? Your love's found a way on this beautiful day. It's the best day of your life. Inshallah, a day to celebrate. A special day with blessings all around. Let's raise our hands and pray to Allah. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma. We pray that you both grow in each other's love and do everything for the sake of Allah. Oh, love is a place where we can reside with happiness on our lives. Inshallah, a day to celebrate. A special day with blessings all around. Let's raise our hands and pray to Allah. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama bainakuma.
Right, butterflies, let's take some callers. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
And who am I speaking to?
Zainab.
Zainab, where are you calling from?
14.
Oh, mashallah. And how old are you?
10.
10 years old, mashallah. Who's your message for today?
My dad.
I think we lost that caller. Let's take another one. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
And who am I speaking to?
Asma.
Asma, where are you calling from?
Malaysia.
MashaAllah. And tell me, Asma, what's your message for today?
My mommy, my daddy, my daddy, my dada, and my nanny, my nana, and the whole ummah from Nabi Sallallahu.
And Jummah Mubarak to you too. What Nasheed is your favorite?
and hide it up in the back of the ocean.
All right, we don't have that one. Can I choose something else for you?
Yes.
All right, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who am I speaking to?
Aziza.
Aziza, where are you calling from?
From Brett.
MashaAllah. And tell me, Aziza, who's your message for today?
For my mommy, for my mommy, for my appa, for my brothers, for my kalas, and from all marhumin.
And Juma Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite?
Forever, then, because forever.
All right, we don't have that. Can we choose something else?
Gee.
All right, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
And who am I speaking to?
Zakira.
Zakira, where are you calling from?
Fort Bank.
And how old are you, my darling?
11.
MashaAllah. And tell me, Zakira, who's your message for today?
My dada, and my daddy, and the whole Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And Juma Mubarak to you. And tell me, are you fasting today?
Yes.
You are, MashaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala accept your ibadah. Will you make dua for me?
Yes.
InshaAllah. Are you going to be fasting this year, Ramadan, as well?
Yes.
How many?
Four.
InshaAllah. And tell me, my angel, what nasheed is your favorite?
Never lose hope.
Never lose hope. All right. Jazakallah for calling.
My cousin wants to speak.
Okay, call your cousin. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Zainab.
Zainab. Zainab, how old are you?
10.
MashaAllah, who's your message for?
My dad, my daddy, my mom, my daddy, and the whole Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you.
And Juma Mubarak to you too. And what nasheed is your favorite?
Anyone.
All right, we're going to ask our engineer to choose for you. All right. Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Right, butterflies, let's go listen to those nasheeds.
Mera pyar, mere rabi, ghafoor o rahi, har saans pe tera naam.
Many times when I feel alone, so confused, I know that you will help me through. When I fail, I just look up in the sky, I know it's a blessing in disguise. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, never lose hope, never lose hope, never lose hope, never lose hope, never lose hope from the mercy of Allah. There are times when I feel there is no hope, I need to hold on to your rope. Ya Allah, I ask you to grant me the ability to accept your decree. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, never lose hope, never lose hope, never lose hope.
How is beautiful Medina, very, very good Medina. My choice is Medina, how fine is Medina. I can tell about Medina, we can tell about Medina. Such a beautiful Medina, sweet Medina, sweet Medina, sweet Medina, very lovely, sweet Medina, sweet Medina, sweet Medina, very lovely, sweet Medina sweet, Medina sweet, Medina very lovely.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.